This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. An industrial accident Saturday killed an employee at Prolec GE in Waukesha. Emergency crews found the worker unresponsive on top of a transformer. Despite their efforts, that person was pronounced dead at the scene. Foul play is not suspected. Investigators say they're working closely with the company to find out the cause. After facing pressure from community groups and the feds, the head of Milwaukee's Housing Authority has decided to retire. In a statement, Willie Hines Jr. is expressing gratitude for his nearly three-decade career serving the city. The retirement comes after a federal corrective action plan was set in place. The Housing Authority Board will be meeting to find a new leader. Sure, it's nice now, but just wait a couple of days. A significant cold snap is set to sweep through the area this week. We'll see temperatures dive from near 50 degrees to low teens. The National Weather Service is predicting Arctic air and possibly snow on both Wednesday and Friday. By the coming weekend, the harsh winter weather is expected to moderate with temperatures back to near 40. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A postseason ban on two area high school football programs has been lifted. Pulaski and Bayview had been banned from playing in the playoffs for 2 years due to a paperwork failure in NPS. Last week, on a 7-3 vote, the WIAA Board of Control overturned the ruling. MPS officials say they've implemented new measures to prevent similar errors in the future. It warmed up for parade goers in Waukesha. The city's Christmas parade drew a large crowd last night. The event has taken on a deeper significance since the 2021 attack. The parade yesterday saw people remembering those lost and injured while also embracing the holiday spirit. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willie Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then two seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the sixth most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. There's always a decision to be made on New Year's Eve as to where to watch the countdown or who to listen to. Variety reports that CNN has confirmed that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will host the network's New Year's Eve live event. Not a big surprise, really, as this will be their eighth year in a row hosting the event from Times Square. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and goes past midnight, or until you tell your kids it's midnight and put them to bed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fistfight and a Mariah Carey concert breaks out? Let's reverse that. Fans at a recent Mariah Carey concert got into a Donnybrook while she was singing her All I Want for Christmas Is You at the end of the show. A 20-second clip of the incident went viral and shows people how not to behave at a concert, how not to fight, and how not to frame yourself in a video. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.